You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right, 7:56. It is time for the Social Soundbite. We always round out the 7 o'clock hour on Wednesdays with a little news on social media. We bring in Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. Nick, how's it going?
It is going great.
Good. It's going great for some and not so great for others when it comes to social media platforms, and that's what you're going to tell us about today.
Expanding in parts, contracting in others. There is some new data from
Pew
Research Center. Pew!
Why?
Why? No.
Yeah, the maturity level.
I was going to say it's back to school time. All the kids are back in school, so they're leaving all of the bad jokes to us and the childish humor.
Catherine says,
"Get it together.
We got to get it together."
Okay,
back on track.
Catherine.
All right.
But Pew Research Center has been tracking all these different social networks, and they found that Instagram and Pinterest use has doubled in recent times, in recent years since they started tracking it, versus LinkedIn and Twitter, which has grown so very slightly that it's within the margin of error that they technically call it kind of plateauing. So you see surging growth from Instagram and Pinterest, these highly visual content sharing social networks, and Twitter, which I think some people, you know, it's never quite caught on at the level of a Facebook, but it's really kind of plateauing, and I think that they're struggling to stand out and figure out what they are. LinkedIn, I think, is a little bit of a different animal because it is so specific, it is so business-focused, that I don't think it's ever going to grow with the year-on-year numbers that some of those other social networks are.
Yeah, I always think of LinkedIn as being more of a professional network of people who are maybe doing similar things and finding a way to connect people that way. Also within the hiring process, too, I would imagine that people are always looking at LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a great I always say I think almost everybody would be guilty of acknowledging that it's the social network that we spend the least amount of time with that we probably could stand to reallocate a few minutes that we're spending elsewhere. Looking at cat pictures. And
but that's what gets you by through your day. You got to look at the cat
pictures. They're great.
And all the kid pictures, by the way. I did see you hiding around the school bus the other day.
I did, yeah. Looking a little stalkery. I'm glad that I have not been removed from school property.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Nick, he followed his kid to school to make sure everything was okay. Huh?
I walked in there and I said, I will turn around when you want me to. And it was right there at the front drive of Northwest. And he said, okay, you can turn around now. And I'm like, I'm so close. So I just kind of drifted back and watched, and I felt a little bit like a creeper.
You know what? And it's one of the most predictable days of the year on social media. I knew waking up that morning, I'm like, I'm going to see a whole bunch of kids on their first day of school in their new outfits with the new backpacks, and pretty much came true. Every single friend I have, oh, here's little Joey on the first day of school, and we're guilty. Jack was up there too, so, you know, got to let all the friends and family see the kids with the new haircuts and the new school clothes and all that.
It is what we do.
That's right. Nick Westergaard joining us from Brand Driven Digital. You still have a chance to sign up for their big social media extravaganza, right?
Yeah, Social Brand Forum just announced the full agenda. And if you use code B2School, you can actually save on your registration. Go back to school as a marketer, too.
B2School. And where do people use that code?
Socialbrandforum.com.
Socialbrandforum.com. Follow Nick Westergaard on Twitter at Nick Westergaard. I'm at Jay Capron. And of course, at KXIC Radio, too. AM 800 KXIC, Iowa City.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.